I don't see Scott moving positions within the administration, but I do see the ongoing ethics investigation finishing and getting a report and getting to the president. This is the same process that Tom Price went through when there was a challenge about how he was chartering flights and finances that he had. It wasn't a challenge on his job performance because he was doing an excellent job performance. It was a challenge about the way he was handling his office and finance and ethics. So they did an ethics report. That ethics report is given back to the president. The president makes a decision. They'll go through the same process at this point. There's been a lot of conversation. The ethics groups, in fact, there's two different ethics groups that will go through, do the final review, give a final report to the president, and then he can make a decision. Scott's on his staff. The president's been very clear that he's done exactly the job that he wanted him to do. He'll have to determine if there's been an ethics violation here or if this has just been a lot of misreporting on things and half-truths. We'll see as the final report comes out in the next few days.
Well, what do you think of the kind of job he's been doing so far?
Scott's done a good job trying to be able to take in all the issues. Obviously, the EPA left quite a mess, and there were a lot of issues that were currently being battled in courts. There were a lot of issues where EPA has pushed well beyond the boundaries of the law that had to be established. But there's also a lot of work that has to done. There's a lot of work that has to be done that Scott is doing. For instance, the work on some of these Superfund sites that there's been such a problem with for a long time, Scott has added additional emphasis to finishing the environmental cleanup of these Superfund sites. Some of them over decades, like Tar Creek that we see in Oklahoma, some of them are shorter term. So all of these need to be resolved long term, and that's a major importance. Right now they're going through a lot of conversation about ethanol and what the future is of ethanol and the requirements. That's been a very difficult issue within not only Congress but within the administration to try to determine, because there are bad options and good options both directions, and everything that you do affects someone else significantly. But we've got to resolve the issue on ethanol.
Do you think it's really a matter of his ego that becomes kind of a key focus here? I mean, we have a story coming out yesterday and today about the ego and the fact that he wanted to change the challenge coin for the EPA and things of that nature, wanted his name on it, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Is that really what it's about?
I assume most of the battle around Scott is about policy more than it is about Scott. There are people that don't agree with his policy. They may or may not agree with how he carries out his office, but the ultimate issue of why he's so embattled is that people just don't agree with his policies.
So do you think it's really more the environmentalists sparking a lot of this?
Well, sometimes it's environmentalists, sometimes it's people on either side of ethanol. There's all kinds of enemies. When you start dealing with the Environmental Protection Agency, it's not hard to be able to find very strange bedfellows through the process of people that you would think would be against each other, but that are actually opposed in very unusual ways just based on environmental regulations. A tremendous amount of our economy is based on how we do environmental regulations, and so that is a big issue for us.
Very good.